last 10 minutes and I asked you tonight, but I could just make it 3.5. He didn't say yes or no. When Pastor Sarah announced the early part of the year that the basket was ready and the stars were ready, I thought, okay, I'll get one. But being as I end up on Sunday mornings downstairs, by the time I got up here, I forgot one. And it had disappeared someplace. So in a couple of weeks, she announced it again, but this time it was going to be at the desk. So I thought, aha, it's right in my line of vision. I'm going to get one. As I got to the desk that Sunday, someone wanted to talk to me, ask me some questions. So I didn't pay any attention. I just put my hand in the basket, sort of screwed around, and picked up a star and put it in my pocket. And later that day, I looked at the word, and I thought, why did I get this word? What am I going to do with this word? I've been practicing this word for years. Just because of my family situation, I had to keep practicing. And the word is patience, P-A-T-I-E-N-C-E, not the kind that people wear the robes. And I thought, patience. I've been working on patience every year for a long, long time. I was the youngest of four children. My brother and sister, my sister was like 14, 15 years older than me, and my brother was about 12, 13 years older. So there was time when I didn't know them. They were gone. My sister was already in university when I sort of came along. So, and my brother went to school, not in Santa Barbara, but in San Inez Valley, and then went right into the Air Force and spent 4.5 years in the European campaign. Of course, we got the lieutenant colonel and all the things at the door saying he was missing in action, presumed dead. And 3.5 years later, he appeared in the driveway without any notice. But he was one. I gained from him the idea that I had to do something myself to keep patient. If you let your patience go and you become impatient with someone or something, it not only is bad for you, it's stressful on the people around you. And you know what stress does? Heart problems, high blood pressure, and other things. So combined with Warren and the young group that I met at this little country church north of Santa Barbara called Hope Chapel, I decided that 1 to 10, counting 1 to 10 wasn't going to help me. I just got more frustrated. And trying to count backwards was even worse. So I decided that something else had to happen. Something that I could use, a word, a scene, something that I could bring to mind to hold my temper. I'm not sure how many of you have been familiar with Irish people, but my parents were born in Dublin, or no, they were born in a little town north of Dublin called Ballyshane Stuff. And the Irish are either very placid or very angry. But the one thing that's nice about them is that they blow up and then they apologize 10 minutes later. They never keep a grudge, and which helped. All of this fitting into a picture of what I was trying to establish in my own life as patience. And I remember, I think there's a song that says, saying his name calms the storm. And so the 10 didn't help. Nothing else helped. But I decided that Jesus could help me. And with this group of young people that I was with, who believed in Christ, that has helped. If I get into a situation now and have for years, I just think Jesus. And all that, I'm calm right away. I can walk away from the situation, I can come back. Because the one thing I do not want to do ever is to insult or hurt someone who is near me by saying something or doing something. So I've been working on the patience, and when I got this card at the end of January, I thought, okay, Lord, what are you telling me? Am I losing my patience? Am I losing my way to do this? Do you want me to look for people who should need help with their control of their anger and their feelings? Of course, he didn't tell me anything. He didn't illuminate the sky and say, this is what you should do, not in mind. But that's the way I have control, this capacity to accept or tolerate the delay is called impatience. And you always want to be positive and be patient with the person, because you never know whether they just come in, they're saying hello to you, and they look happy, but you know, they may have just run into a pipe and ruined their car or something. And so that I just learned not to assume. I let them talk to me, and then I talk back and give some advice. But my word is patience. And I sure would like to talk with any of you who have another view on how to work with patience. Thanks.